Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, January 1st, 2026. Happy New Year. The days are getting longer. It's only 78 days until spring and 9 months until the midterm elections. And in Augusta, the legislature's schedule of public hearings for new legislation is filling up. Tuesday is scheduled to be their first regular full day back. The Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology will hold a series of work sessions on Tuesday on bills that have already had a public hearing. The public can attend work sessions in person or online, but there is no public comment period. Generally, you can only speak at those if they call on you for some reason. Starting at 10 on Tuesday, the work sessions in that committee will cover proposed laws dealing with net energy billing, bids for small modular nuclear reactors in Maine, electricity rates and infrastructure, eliminating the Connect Maine Authority, and repealing the Advanced Technology Infrastructure Act. Following the morning work sessions, the committee will have a public hearing starting at 1 p.m. on an act regarding beneficial electrification policy of the state, sponsored by Senator Nicole Grahowski of Hancock. The summary of the bill says that it seeks to make changes in current policy, but it's a concept bill and no further details were posted. The Energy, Utilities, and Technology Committee meets in room 211 at the Cross Building at the State Capitol in Augusta. The public has a right to attend any of those meetings. To watch the live streams from the committee rooms, go to legislature.maine.gov and you'll see right there on the front page there's a calendar. Click on that, find the committee that you want to hear, and click on the link for that, and you'll see the members of the committee, contact info for the clerk of the committee, details of the bills, including previous testimony, if there has been any, and also a button for the live stream. If you want to participate remotely, offering testimony at a public hearing, it's recommended that you contact the committee's clerk ahead of time to set that up. So if you are into energy policy or concerned about your electrical rates, this may be the committee that you want to watch. And Tuesday, they're coming back after having some time off, so you can kind of get a fresh start and possibly impact state law with your input. The other committees are getting back to having public hearings and work sessions next week as well. I'll have more on that tomorrow. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.